I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hello and welcome to Raptors Over Everything, a podcast for Yahoo Sports Canada. I'm your host, William Liu. Kawhi Leonard has just left the building, and joining me to process this bittersweet moment, it's not bittersweet actually, it's just bitter, what am I talking about, is Asad.
What up?
And Sahal.
Yo, Pascal's averaging 40.
Okay. 20.
No, I'm joking.
You're talking about those shooting percentages next year? No, I'm kidding. Pascal will shoot 50% from the field. All right, so let's start at the very beginning. How did you guys find out about the news? Were you guys up late? Because for me personally, I had a great dinner. I came home at 1 o'clock. I passed out. Because it was actually mad hot outside last night in Toronto, I actually had worn, believe it or not, a Kawhi Leonard jersey out. And then I passed out in that jersey. And so when I woke up this morning and I saw like 100 texts on my phone, I was like, oh, this is great. Then we must have re-signed him. And then, nah. And so I had to take that thing off. Yeah, I respect Kawhi, but I mean, how did you guys find out last night?
Yo, so for me, so like I came home from ball after wearing my Kawhi Leonard Omnis championship colors.
Oh my god!
Get a shower in, throw on the RJ Zion game. It gets called out for an earthquake, so then I throw on like Cheers. Like I'm going through Cheers, I throw that on the TV. I knock out while watching it.
Wait, bro, you watch Cheers?
Yeah, yo, I'm really bored. So I wake up, and I just wake up because I fall asleep on the couch. So, like, I woke up, and it's, like, whatever, 1 a.m. or whatever it was. And I'm like, all right, let me go up to bed and just go to sleep because I was literally ready to knock out. I'm exhausted for the entire day. As I'm walking up the stairs, getting ready to go into bed, I just see the freaking, like, I just swipe on Twitter, and I see a Chris Haynes tweet.
Nah.
And I'm like, hold up. And, since I'm on Twitter, the notification didn't come up, right? So I'm like, hold up. So then I check the account to make sure it's a real account. Then I see the Shams tweet. Then I see the Woj tweet. And I stayed up till 6 a.m.
Oh.
Goddamn brutal.
Oh, God.
So how was your night? What'd you do?
So I went out with a couple friends. Went out to eat, came back home. I think it was around 1 or so.
Yeah.
I was super bored. So I was like, normally when I'm super bored, I just either channel surf or I'll flip on FIFA, 2K, something like that. And I'm playing FIFA and like the guy I'm playing with, one of my close friends, I've heard this over like the weeks where people are just like, or actually I should say over the days where people are just like, yo, Kawhi went here. And you know, your friends are just playing with you. And my friend just goes, hey, did you guys get that Chris Haynes tweet? And I'm like, oh. In the back of my head, I was thinking, that's the only guy I don't have on notifications. I have Mark Stein. I have Woj, Shams. I have Ramona Shelburne. But that's the only guy. So I was like, in the back of my head, I was like, this guy has to be lying. But it is what it is. I'm going to check regardless. Do my due diligence. Then I saw that, and by the time like that Chris Haynes tweet went out, by the time I opened up Twitter, Woj, Shams, they were all over it. Saw people freaking out, people laughing hysterically. I don't know, it was a weird feeling.
Like, yo, there's nothing wilder. You guys saw it after the fact. There was nothing wilder than seeing that live, because it was like a 45 second delay between the Kawhi Leonard tweets coming out, and then Woj drops that Paul George has been traded. And I thought, when that tweet dropped, I thought, yo, someone's retweeting an old tweet. Then I'm like, wait, Paul George, wait, what the hell is going on here?
Yeah.
And then I refresh again, and it was literally like you just felt everybody's heads explode on Twitter. Like, it was absolutely nuts. Because, like, I don't think there's been a deal like this for a long time, where there was like no precursor, where we didn't know. Like every single trade, like especially in the Twitter era, it's like you always have rumblings or something that's coming out, so you have something to know that it's coming. This one came out of nowhere, and the fact that it was a package was like, holy crap. And I was just like, it's done. Because like, one second, you're just like, all right, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard on the same team. And they're like, Kawhi Leonard's not a Raptor. Then you're like, holy crap, Paul George and Kawhi Leonard on the same team. They're like, holy crap, Kawhi Leonard's not a Raptor.
Man.
Oh, my God.
I mean, I guess we all knew this moment was coming. Like, okay, all right, forget that for a minute. Why did it have to be the Clippers? Like, just of all teams, too. Like, I'm like, if he left the Lakers to go to LeBron and AD, like, I'm like, I understand that. I understand, but like the Clippers, man, like
I don't mind that. Look, here's the thing. The fact that he only
I just miss slandering the Clippers, man. The Clippers were great material all year, again, and then they actually got him.
Like the fact that he only went to the Clippers because they got Paul George is enough. Like that's just like, dog, like legitimately the Clippers were like, yo, we can give you imagination. He's like, nah, fuck that. I want Paul George.
Yo. They really talked about imagination. That was dying.
We got all these draft picks now, fuck that. I want Paul George.
They're like, oh, you got to play with Shai Gilgeous, and it's like, I'm good. I'm good with George Hill 2.0.
That's what you got to do. You got to target the players that are on teams that enjoy imagination. Like OKC enjoys imagination. They'll trade their players for imagination any day. Boston loves trading their guys for imagination. Those are the guys you can get.
Yo, back to what Asad said earlier. I really don't understand how this didn't get out earlier. That Paul George thing was set in stone. How did no one pick up Kawhi calling up Paul George's camp and Paul George and trying to recruit him? I mean, we knew that, you know, Kawhi has probably had some interest in pairing with Kevin Durant before he made his decision. I mean, who wouldn't want to pair with, you know, one of the best basketball players ever? But the fact that we just didn't know about this and it just hit us like a ton of bricks was crazy. I can only imagine the amount of groundwork all of these, you know, prominent, high-profile reporters were doing to get a scoop like that.
So we know with, like, OKC, like, especially, like, when KD and Russ were there, their PR department's, like, tight as hell. Like, they don't give the media any time with their guys. So they're always going to keep stuff close to the vest. But I know that there were at least a couple of ESPN people in the last, like, day or two, which kept mentioning the Clippers. And I know Brian Windhorst said it a couple of times where it's like, if the Clippers know if they could pair him with another star, and he wouldn't mention anything else. And I feel like, and I think Rachel said it, I think Rachel had a SportsCenter hit after the deal went up, and she said something about like how they had heard rumblings of this, but their reporters didn't have anything to actually report yet, so they're holding it. So I guess everybody isn't R.E.A. Abraham, you know? So...
you can't
all be RT ambition, bro.
Yo, the funniest thing has been the fake reporters throughout this whole thing, man. Bro. Oh, man.
Oh, my God.
I mean, look, this whole process, like, I mean, first off.
So exhausting.
I mean, it has been mad exhausting. Like, 6 days of this, plus, like, you know, obviously multiple months of sort of thinking about it and stuff. Like, yeah, you're right. Like, a little bit of me is, like, a little bit just relieved that it's over. But, I mean, at the same time, it's like, I don't even know what to believe. You know what I mean? Like, all the reporting and all the things that we worried about, like, all that was just BS, really. Because, like, you know, now the real stories are coming out that it's like, Kawhi has been really set on the Clippers, and he's been trying to recruit KD, which the KD thing surprised me because, you know, KD called him, like, a system player way back when, and I thought that players like this would kind of take it to heart and just would hold grudges over some small stuff like this. Apparently that didn't happen. He recruited KD. KD decided to go join Kyrie for some reason anyway. And then, you know, he goes on to call Paul George. And apparently, according to Paul George, like, you know, Kawhi recruited him real hard. And, you know, they ultimately got the deal done. And it's like, you know, what were we worrying about? We were tracking flights and, like, thinking whether or not, you know, based on the drag speed and the weight on the plane, like whether or not it was empty or not, because, you know, somehow you can calculate that with three people in the plane or zero. I will say
the one thing that's impressive is they got Kawhi through Pearson Airport without anybody snapping a pic of him.
Yeah.
I couldn't believe. That was the only thing that was like, okay, maybe he's not on that plane, right? Yeah. But the fact that he got there, I was like, damn, he got to San Diego without anybody taking a picture of him? That's impressive.
And then he got photographed at like a random, like,
7-Eleven or whatever. Like fans analyzing snacks, bro.
Yo, they were like, yo, the chips moved from here to here. Like, this whole process has been insane.
Three bags of Takis on the bottom left.
That's actually what happened. But then, like, yo, and then at the end of the day, like, I just, for the whole time, I thought he's sort of stringing this whole thing out and he's going to sign with the Raptors. I thought the Raptors were the best situation for him. But honestly, like, if I look at it now, like, the Clippers, now that they actually got that second star with them, like, I would say the Clippers are a better situation than the Raptors are. And I think Kawhi, for himself personally, he made the best choice for him. And it kind of sucks to say that, but, like, you know, Paul George is better than anyone else the Raptors were going to pair him with. And that includes Pascal, which, like, you know, we can have a conversation with Pascal later, but
Again, like, we look at basketball players and their decisions a little weird, but the fact of the matter was, wherever Kawhi decided to go, he was going to be a championship contender. So the basketball element didn't really matter that much. So then you have to kind of look at it as, like, a human element. Like, yo, like, a lot of us are, like, around the same age as Kawhi. Like, basically, this guy, he lived at home, went to college at home, and then at, what, 2021, moved out for the first time and basically spent 7 years away working away from home, right? He's got two young kids. He spent 7 years basically spending, what, like, 5 to 8 months away from home, all of his, like, family contact, stuff like that. So, realistically, like, the opportunity to be like, all right, I get the best work opportunity I can get, so I get to be happy at work, and I then get to focus on my life elements. Like, that was always going to be just, like, an obvious choice. So there's nothing you can really say about, like, the guy going home. Like, yo, it is what it is. And realistically, like, it's kind of a pain. Like, you got two young kids. You want family traveling up to Toronto every, like, all the time. That's tough to do.
And I'm sure his family were pulling him to, like, stay in L.A. this whole time. Oh, this whole time. Like, nobody in his family was telling him to go to
Clippers. As much money as you have, it's still a five-hour flight, right? Like, Kawhi had to take a 6 a.m. flight to get to Toronto for midday. That's not like a one-day, like, oh, here and back. Just hop over. Can you take care of the kid for 2 hours?
Mm.
You know what I mean? So, yeah, that was never really going to happen, I don't think. Once it became a long-term deal, I think we were kind of screwed. But, yeah.
Bro, man, it feels bad. It feels bad. I don't know what else to say. I wanted to make a good podcast, but I feel bad.
The part
that
sucks the most is that, like, you don't get to really have, what do you call that, like, victory lap.
Yeah.
Like, the victory lap season is always a lot of fun. Yeah. We don't really get to have that anymore.
Yeah.
So that part sucks. But I think in terms of, like, bookending, like, the We the North era, it's pretty fantastic.
Oh, yeah. No, listen, man. I think everyone should feel good about what happened. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you go 24 seasons, you finally win a title. You bang your head against a wall. You make this all-in push. Like, we talked about it. Like, at the time, I saw it. I remember you and I, we did a podcast, like, about a week after the Kawhi trade happened. And we were talking about how the Raptors can win the title. And even if they don't, you got to make this all-in push to sort of make this whole run worth it. You know? And that's exactly what happened. Like, the best-case scenario, at least for the trade, possibly played out. And it's just, like, he decided to take his talents elsewhere. But, you know, like, you got to... I mean, the only thing that's going to suck about it is, like... Like you mentioned, man, like, it's not even not being able to defend the title. It's sort of just, like, the moment sort of that will feel a little bit strange. Like, when it's the banner's going up there and, like, Kawhi's not there and, like, people are just going to shift the focus away from the Raptors to Kawhi, even though I think everyone in Toronto should and will probably just appreciate the title for what it is. And, you know.
Yeah.
And I do think one thing that's going to set in a little bit later is, like, now that, like, Toronto has a championship, now that you've won a title, like, that incessant need every year to prove yourself to everybody, to prove yourself to the American media, or, oh, we need outside approval and stuff, that's not going to be there anymore. Like, it's really not going to be there as much, because you'll always have, like, this title to fall back on.
Well, that's,
like,
what that's, I hope, like, for, man. You're gonna, that's what,
like,
I hope.
It'll be, like, partway through the season next year, I think, is going to hit for everybody. Like, it hit for me already. But, like, you're going to be going to Toronto Raptor games, and you're going to be watching a good team that has a chance to win every single night.
Mm-hmm.
And you like the guys that are on the team. And that's really all you want. Like, you won the title. You got this big parade. You've done all the high-end stuff. And now it's like, yo, I can go and watch a good game of basketball where the team I'm rooting for can win every night. That's all you really want.
And I can afford to go to Scotiabank Arena. This is another thing. could finally afford to get.
Yeah. That might take a year, or so they said they got.
No, but honestly, guys, the thing about this, and I feel like a lot of Raptors fans feel the same, where you're okay with it. I mean, there is probably a minority where you're totally angry, you're borderline burning Kawhi jersey mentality, but I feel like the majority of us are okay with it, considering all the circumstances. The only part that just hurts, and Asad mentioned this like very briefly, is just the fact that the core of this team was built to go one more year. Yeah. That's the only part that hurts. I mean, Lowry has his final year in his contract. Lowry didn't look – I feel like if we load manage Lowry, whether or not Kawhi Leonard is here, he's still going to be an effective player in this league. Siakam's growing. Yep. I mean, this core is built to go win another trophy, you know, for at least one more season.
Yeah, look at the East, man. We would have gone out of the East easily. Like, easily. Yeah, sure, the East sucks right now.
And then when that news came out that he wanted a long-term contract, I think that's just when it clicked with me, where it was like,
yeah,
we're probably not the front runners for this guy anymore.
Like, he's not going to live here for 5 years.
Yeah, so.
Like, even in our wildest dreams, like, he was only going to be here for 2 or 3 years, right? Mm-hmm. Like, there was never going to be a scenario where he's going to be here for 5 years. So, like. And even then, like, looking at, like, how are you going to offer a 5-year deal to a guy when your team only has a year left?
Yeah. No. I mean, it is what it is, you know? Like, I agree. I think he made the best decision for himself. It's tough to hear, but it's true.
Goddamn basketball terminator, man.
Hey, man, listen.
The worst
that man was a Raptor. That man was a Raptor.
Well, thankfully, he's at least gone west, so we only have to play him, like, twice a year, and he might load manage one of those games.
Oh, man.
So we only need to see him like punching through Siakam's chest like once a season.
So I just want to clarify really
it's gonna be so bad.
Guys, I want to clarify really quickly. The Danny Green 2-year $30 million for the Lakers, that takes them out of the running for Max Lott, I'm assuming. So they can't get that third star anymore.
They already used up all their money, man. They gave KCP 2 years, $16 million with a player option. Yeah. They gave JaVale McGee 2 years, $8 million. Gave Quinn Cook 2 years at $6 million each, I think. 2 year, $12 million, or 2 years, $6 million. 2 years, $6 million. So $3 million a year. They used up all their cash space on garbage dudes and Danny Green.
Lakers gonna suck, man. But I mean, I'm happy for Danny though. You know, this is not the podcast to celebrate Danny too much. But I'm at least happy that he got to land in a good spot where he can sort of still be on a playoff team and still continue his media career and stuff. And plus, he got good money, too. So
and plus, when you play for the Lakers, you get paid afterwards. Like, Lakers dudes, like, their role players always tend to get paid after they leave the Lakers, which is...
Look at Jody Meeks. No, I'm kidding.
Jody Meeks, Trevor Ariza.
What are we talking about?
No, Shannon Brown got a massive paycheck too after the Lakers. Ramon Sessions got a massive paycheck.
That is just Jeremy Lin, actually.
So like Danny Green's probably bought himself, like, I don't know if there's an option on that deal, but after that deal, he's probably bought himself another 3-year contract at like $15-20 million minimum. Right? So
yeah.
He'll make out well. So I'm happy for Danny in that sense. And he was great while he was here.
Yo, he shot 45.5% this season for 80 games from deep. That's insane.
I almost bought Pumas.
Yeah. I wouldn't really go that far.
Yeah, you're wild.
Yeah, I got two pairs of New Balance. One I'm going to throw out because that one just got destroyed in the celebration in the locker room. But the other one I'm going to keep. But that's as far as I'll go. That's as far as I'll go, man.
I do wonder what's going to happen to New Balance now because I don't know if they're going to sell out gear as fast. But then again, LA is a whole bandwagon city anyway, so
yeah.
It might just do it. Who knows?
All right, let me ask you this. What's the legacy Kawhi leaves behind in Toronto?
He's a superhero, man.
Yeah.
He's legitimately a superhero. Like he might not be your franchise guy. He might not be like the dude that, you know, everybody's gonna like love, like in terms of like heartfelt and nostalgia, but like you're just that's the dude, that's the guy. Like you can never say a word to him when he comes here.
No, never.
And like that's the dude you can always point to, and you just like the only thing you can say when you see him is thank you.
Yep.
Yeah. I mean,
get the thing.
You gotta think about it this way. Rewind last year before we got Kawhi Leonard. Like, we were coming off an embarrassing playoff loss. We got swept. I
Which
mean, were we
year?
wrong?
We were LeBronto.
Yeah.
Which year are
Like,
you
this is
talking
what I
about?
mean. And the sorry?
Which year are you talking about? The embarrassing playoff loss we were coming off of.
Oh, that's a good one, man. That's a good one to start.
It's the saddest podcast we've ever done together.
This is really sad, but honestly, like, it, the phrase "beyond your wildest imagination." If someone told you after that playoff series last year, next year we're going to be champions, you wouldn't believe them. Like, it's literally beyond your wildest imagination. I mean, Toronto, we don't win much in this city, and the Raptors, we've always had that. You know, that little feeling in the back of our heads where it's like, you know, we're gonna be good, but we quite literally may never get there. You know, we may never prove ourselves. And this guy came out of nowhere like a legitimate superhero and elevated us to a standard and to a level that we've never seen on the Toronto basketball scene. And considering that we've actually been a very competitive team in the last half decade or so, and the new level he took us to, and the way he did it. I mean, this one of the best playoff performances of all time. I
He was
mean,
literally Michael Jordan.
he was Michael Jordan.
Literally.
And
And for the back half of it, he was on one leg.
people were forgetting that we did this in our first finals. This wasn't like a thing where we've got here before, you know, we've took a couple L's, got a bounce back. No, like, this was our first one.
And we
And
made that
this
shit up on
wasn't
the
like a
fly, man. That
Yeah,
shit
and it
was made
wasn't
up
a
on the
perfect
fly.
season. Like, it wasn't a perfect season. Like, things, a lot of things that could have gone wrong just went wrong. Like, dudes, like, our regular season, like, basically we like the maximum amount of continuity we could get, we couldn't get. Dudes were injured consistently. Kawhi misses games. Kyle misses games. They don't miss games at the same time.
Trades.
Trades happen. We change our entire team at the trade deadline, basically, into a different identity. And then in the playoffs, like, we consistently have like 2 to 3 key guys struggle every series. And it's like we're literally just getting by the slimmest of margins. And it's just this one dude who's just like making magic happen in like
Yo,
the
what?
hopeless
Well, we just
moments.
signed Stanley Johnson.
What? The
Yeah, 2 years,
Kawhi
7.5
stopper?
mil.
Okay, let's go, yo. We're going to the finals.
All right. Wow.
Kawhi
We did
stopper,
we got a
Stanley
second OG.
Johnson,
This is
baby.
great. All right. All right.
2 years, 7.5 million.
Why, yo, Shams
Guaranteed.
bomb.
You're
Yeah.
joking.
This is what Masai been working on. The plan B was this? Yo, we went for Kawhi to Stanley Johnson. Oh
Oh my God. We just signed compliments brand OG and Anunoby. Oh my God. Okay, back to what we were saying though, honestly.
Stanley Johnson of all people now. I'm
And
sorry,
okay,
Stanley. I'm
this is
sorry,
a
dog.
great moment to realize, like, this was a franchise where we all were really, 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 really freaking happy when we landed Damari Carroll.
Oh, we were
And
thrilled.
that
I
was like
was
3 years
thrilled.
ago.
I was thrilled. I said like this was equivalent to the Warriors getting Andre Iguodala. Not in the sense that would complete the title. I just mean like he'd be on that level, and he was on a
Like,
Stanley Johnson level. But yo, honestly though, in a different era, like I would be thrilled to get Stanley Johnson on a 2 year, 7.5 mil deal. I would be thrilled.
dude, in a different era, getting Marc Gasol at the trade deadline would be like a franchise changing move. Like, we would be like hailing that guy like he was like the next great that was going to lead us forward, right? Other than being like, you know, a veteran big to just kind of help ease the thing. But it was like you'd be, if this was the Toronto Raptors roster without knowing about Kawhi Leonard like 4 or 5 years ago, you'd be like, oh yeah, we got a shot. This is like a really good roster. This would be like a top Toronto. Like, historically, this would be like a top tier Toronto Raptor roster.
And
That's nuts to think about.
back to his legacy really quickly, guys. Like, we talk a lot about the short term and what Kawhi did, his playoff run, this and that, and, you know, elevating the guys around him and, you know, all the little moments in between, his laugh and all these things, you know, along the whole journey. But the long term effects it's going to have on the city of Toronto is huge. I mean, I'm seeing videos every day of people's toddlers, you know, it's just like, it's, I can't. You can't really put into words like what he did for the city, which sounds really corny, but it's the
No,
truth.
it's true. It's
Yeah, like, I
absolutely
go.
true.
He inspired the next generation of basketball, which is exactly what Canada needed.
And mm-hmm. that's what's going to happen. You're going to remember this in free agency 10 years from now, 15 mm-hmm. years from now. Yeah. When it's going to be like a homegrown guy from Toronto who's one of the top free agents. And we're the guy stealing him from another franchise because he wants to come home.
You talking about Giannis?
What it's going to come down to. Huh?
You talking about Giannis?
Yeah, Giannis is next year, man. That's it. Giannis is going But yeah, like.
Yeah, it's true.
Like, really, like, this playoff run, like, the guys who, like, talked about it. You heard R.J. Barrett
mm-hmm.
talk about it, right? You saw Jamal Murray talk about it. I don't even know if Jamal Murray was a Raptor fan growing up, right? Is there something out that he didn't care? Or was that someone else I'm thinking of?
Nah. Well, that's a Raptor fan,
I'm thinking of the guy who was on there. Was the guy on the Yahoo Sports stream? Crap, forgot the Canadian.
What, Tyler Ennis?
Tyler Ennis, yeah.
He wasn't a Raptor fan?
Was he not? One of the Toronto guys wasn't a Raptor fan growing up. Anyways, whatever. Either way, like, you got these guys coming up, and it's like, okay, like, these are the guys that you're going to appeal to when they're in their seventh or eighth year coming off a max deal that we're struggling on a team where they're just like, you know what, screw it, I want to go home. And then, like, every single year, and I tweeted this, every single year you have more and more Canadians in the NBA draft, right?
Yeah.
You have more and more international players who are top-tier level prospects
mm-hmm.
that are in the draft. And these are the guys who are not going to have the American exceptionalism to be like, I don't want to cross the border. Because they already have crossed the border.
Yeah.
Right? So these are the dudes that you can then, like, pitch Toronto to and be like, hey, like, this is the equivalent of an L.A. or a New York to play in.
Yeah.
And just the fact that we survived with no other, like, without being told that, hey, you're out until the 6th.
Mm-hmm.
Versus two LA teams, because Kawhi's options were what? He wanted to take meetings with LA, New York, and Toronto.
Yeah.
And the fact that you're in that conversation, like, as a market, that means that one, you prove at the basics, like, okay, this guy was here for a year and realized, yo, this is a market. So to think, like, I saw a couple of tweets of people saying, it's like, oh, this proves the free agents will never come to us. I don't think that proves that at all.
Nah. I think that's the opposite effect. Like, I think, honestly, if we're talking about Kawhi's legacy, like, two things. One, he showed, like, this city, first off, like, this is what it means to have a superstar. And at least now we've seen it. We've seen it up close. We know what it feels like. And, you know, we don't have to talk ourselves into this guy being this or this guy being that. Like, we know what the actual superstar looks like. And I think we also know the feeling of winning now. And so we're not going to be as insecure as you mentioned. But also, like, I think... If you're a free agent, like, if you're Masai going to free agency pitches and stuff like that, this is one thing you could talk about. Like, hey, listen, if you're good enough and if you play both ends of the floor as well as someone like Kawhi Leonard, which is a very high standard, but if you are on that level, this is what you can expect to receive. Like, I said it during the, you know, the podcast leading up to this. Like, you don't think other free agents looked at Toronto and said, damn, I wish I was in Kawhi's shoes? Like, that could be you, Stanley Johnson. That could be...
Such a bad time for that signing.
Yo, why Stanley Johnson now?
I mean, yo, that's at least that's we know Masai's work, and I love that about Masai Ujiri. Like, he's just working around the clock to.
Well, I guess you need to get Stanley Johnson on the summer league roster, right?
Yo, he needs to play that. He needs to be there, even after four seasons. He needs to be in summer league. But yeah, I mean, you know, this is something we could build off of for sure. And, you know, Masai talked about it, too. Like, in that, like, hour-long press conference he had, he talked about how, you know, you're going to have the Vince Carter era, you're going to have the Chris Bosh era, you're going to have, like, the Colin DeMar era. Actually, Chris Bosh era wasn't really an era. Nobody really wanted to be like Chris Bosh that bad. And you have, you know, the Colin DeMar era, and now you're going to have the Kawhi effect. You know what I mean? You're going to have the Kawhi effect. And people are gonna want to... you know,
can't even
in the next Kawhi. I don't even know, man. Yo, I'm gutted, dog. I feel bad, man.
Can't even finish his sentence. Masai Ujiri is still running the franchise. For anybody that's feeling down and listening to this, Masai Ujiri is still running the Toronto Raptors as of Saturday, July 6th.
Yo, by the way, what'd you guys make of the reporting that... well, I mean, Woj kind of walked it back because he kind of sent on a second tweet being like, actually, I don't think the Raptors could have gotten Paul George out of this whole situation. I think that it was always going to be the Clippers in this situation with all their picks. But what did you guys think of the idea that, you know, Masai was like, you have to give up Pascal? Masai said no.
Okay, that's really stupid, because the deal that's been reported is like that we would have to take on Russ and PG, and that's not an offer. Like, yo, that's like $75 million in salary matching. And the piece they want back as a centerpiece is Pascal, which is like what, like $1.6 million in salary hit. So you have to make So now you have to make up $73 million to salary match that deal?
So it's like Kyle plus Serge plus I don't even know.
Like yo, Fred? Like, you have to include what? Two of Kyle, Serge, and Mark. You have to include two of those dudes.
Yeah.
And then you have to then include like Fred and Norm.
Fred.
Or Norm, yeah.
Yeah, Fred. Like one of those dudes. So then like what are you left with as a team after that? Like A, it's like at that point you're not running it back anyways, even if Kawhi comes back. You're not running it back because you don't have the same roster. Now you have a roster of what? Russ, Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, one of Marc Gasol and Serge Ibaka, and OG Anunoby.
Yeah, that's
and then maybe you get Danny Green back on the cheap because you're going to be pretty close to the cap at that point, like in luxury tax. You're still going to be in luxury tax.
You're probably not even getting Danny
Green. And you're not going to get Danny Green because he's going to get a $15 to $16 million deal with either the Mavs or the Lakers at that point.
Yeah.
And now, so that's your five-man roster up front, of which Russ has like the same number of years Kawhi would have at that point, just on a ridiculous salary number and as a depreciating asset that no one is going to trade for.
Wait, so you don't
also, watch I hate watching Russ play basketball. I'm not going to
lie. And then Paul George. You have Paul George under team control for, what, 2 years?
Yeah.
That's it? Because I think the last year of his deal is a player option. So you get 2 years of Paul George out of it. You get Kawhi under contract, if that even means anything, really, because if the team goes downhill, he's probably moving on. And that's if he decides to come back. Because he never, from what the reporting has said at least, he never guaranteed that he would come back.
Yeah.
Based on that deal, right? It was just a matter of who would have the best team.
Yeah, and the contingent also was them all fitting together. I mean,
yeah, and like we've seen what Russ and PG look like on a basketball court. We've seen what Russ and KD look like on a basketball court. We've seen what Russ, Harden, and KD look like on a basketball court.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, that's your point guard?
Pairing two superstars with Russell Westbrook is.
Yikes.
Oh, it's probably just not a road. I mean, in 2K, sure. But.
And the thing is, like, that team that I just mentioned, is that really going to beat the Bucks or the Bucks or the Sixers, like, outright?
Nah,
right? Like, and since you've gutted your depth, like, are you even going to beat the freaking Lakers?
Even if it was on the table,
it's an impossible deal. You're trying to go $75 million for $75 million, and the core piece you're trading out is only worth 1.6. Like, that salary matching is impossible.
Yeah.
And on top of that, they want draft picks.
Like all the draft picks.
Yeah. Like, that's not a deal. That's just like, thanks for calling.
Yeah.
Like, yikes.
It would be hilarious if we did that deal and OKC beat us. That would be hilarious.
The one thing that I think is really funny is that I think there was a report out. I think there was not a report, but Zach Lowe was just speculating. And he said, like, all these draft picks that the Thunder do have now, they could potentially use those to get Beal out of Washington.
Oh, my
God. Which would mean trapping Bradley Beal. You're trapping Bradley Beal with Russell Westbrook.
From one John Wall to another. Oh my god. Oh, yeah, people god. Gotta be more careful with the Supermax, man. I John Wall makes a Supermax, and like Chris Paul makes a Supermax, and like Russell Westbrook makes a Supermax. Like, none of these guys.
Really, good, like, man. We don't need Pascal on an all NBA team, guys. Just relax.
Yeah,
we got until next year. Don't vote him all NBA.
Fair though, like, I mean, it's easy to say now that John Wall shouldn't have got the Supermax, but like, I mean, when that guy
I think it was fairly easy to say then, too. Like, you look at everybody, as soon as that deal was signed, everyone was like, oh, man. Like, I get it, but damn. You got to pick the guy $50 million when he's 35. Even if he didn't get tear his Achilles. Like, bad knees John Wall, who does not have a jump shot.
Yeah.
You got to pay $50 million at 35.
Oh, man.
Yeah, totally. I forgot about that part.
With a player option.
Yo, rest in peace, Ernie Grunfeld, man. Made a lot of great content for Pound the Rock. Anyway, favorite Kawhi memories. Let's just go off the top. Favorite Kawhi memories. Doesn't have to be the big ones. It could be small ones. I'll get it started. Remember preseason against, like, honestly, first of all, I didn't think Kawhi was going to play that much of preseason, because it seemed like at the time people were like, oh, I don't really know if he's going to be healthy or whatever, and this and that. And then you finally see him play, and you're just like, this guy is just different, man. And, like, he was going, like, maybe 20% at the time. And regular season, maybe going 50%. The playoffs, he was going 100. But, like, even 20% of Kawhi, like, just getting fouled nonstop by Portland because he was so strong. And I'm just like, this guy's going to be good. This guy's going to be good. So give me some more Kawhi moments.
Sai, do you want to go?
Well, I got to think about it, because it's definitely not him, like, mean mugging Paul George in the post anymore.
I mean, there's a lot of obviously good on-court ones that a lot of people remember, the game winners. I mean, most definitely the best game winner of all time in Raptors history. I mean, there's a lot of on-court moments. We can go on for days. The left-handed dunk against the Bucks.
Yep.
His playoff performance and the game clinching one and the championship. I mean, there's so many, but
Utah in the regular season when he had that reverse layup, didn't even use backboard. He just spun the ball over Rudy Gobert.
Rudy Gobert,
47 points on just twos and ones.
We have to mention the laugh. I know, like, that's the
play,
but the laugh, like, it completely took over. I mean. And then he embraced it, which was the coolest part during the Raptors parade at Nathan Phillips Square, which is really cool to see. Remember that time, guys, a couple weeks ago when we all thought Kawhi was staying in Toronto? No? You remember? Okay.
3 million people in the parade. Yeah, Kawhi was like, I'm gonna leave.
That's brutal.
3 million people. Yo, that's 1/10 of Canada's whole population. He left. He took his chip with a dip, and he...
Why'd you put that out there, Drake? About Kawhi is the fact that he was here for such a short amount of time.
Mm-hmm.
There's so many, you know, memories that we made with, you know, just so many things that come to mind. They're going to come to mind, like, in the next few months until the season starts. I mean,
there were more moments in this season than there were, like, in 24 years of history. This is, like, the entirety of, like, my memory of Toronto Raptors history.
This is the pinnacle.
Like, I just don't care about the rest of it anymore. Like, I love DeMar, but I literally don't remember any of it anymore because this season was, like, so much goddamn better than all that.
Yeah.
I just one really good memory just hit me. You guys remember the Brooklyn game? Mm. And, I'm going to butcher this guy's name. This Brooklyn European small forward, Rodion.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, Rodion Skrouts.
What? Yeah. Shouldered him.
The periodic table.
And Kawhi pushed him, and he went flying. And it was like... the lightest push. Like, this is when it hit me that Kawhi might be the strongest guy in the NBA. Like,
yo,
officially hit me.
Kawhi making Kevon Looney look like a stunt double was hilarious.
Yo, like, he just broke him.
Like, he dislocated his entire arm from his body.
He snapped him like a bionicle, man.
He literally treated him like Rey Mysterio. That wasn't cool at all from Kawhi Leonard. I don't know what.
Oh, Kawhi, man.
I literally have never seen a dude stronger than Kawhi.
No,
on the basketball, he is literally a semi truck. Like, he is a F-150.
Yeah,
yo, like, he literally is a Chevy Tahoe. I'm pretty sure he just ate his Chevy Tahoe.
It came in a loss to the Celtics, but I remember late in that game when it was like Kawhi was the only guy scoring, and it was Kawhi versus Kyrie basically. And there's one play where Marcus Smart literally had two hands dragging on his shoulder. And he still just went up and literally just took Marcus into the air and completed an and-one.
Yeah.
Made him look like Isaiah Thomas.
And yo, for real. He was like, yo, LeBron, take me to the finals with you.
Marcus Smart is actually a very strong guy, pound for pound.
I know. He's like 240, man.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Nah, man, it's too many good memories, man. That post-game interview... post-championship, Rachel Nichols and Kyle Lowry. Like, just all the interactions there, man. Just amazing, man. Obviously, How Hungry Are You with Serge.
What It Do, Baby is, like, literally... I don't know how to unsay it. I keep sending it to people.
What It Do, Baby.
That's how I start conversations now.
Yeah, it's great.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah, you already know. No, I'm going to miss it, man. I'm going to miss the friendship with Serge. Like, it's such a genuine thing, you know? Like, Well, what's that? What's that? New Balance? Oh, sorry. Is that Burberry?
This ain't no Burberry.
It's New Balance.
Oh, that's that New Balance. Great stuff, man. Great stuff.
Yeah. No, it was a great year, man. It was a great year. And, you know, you get a championship out of it. You get a lifetime of moments. You get Kawhi Leonard for a year. That's a gift. That's a real gift. And, like, yo, the man fully honored his contract. You know what I mean? Like, he did everything right. And for me personally, I'm just going to root for him for the rest of my career. Like, for his career. Yeah. Like, I'm always going to want to root for Kawhi Leonard. Like, he did everything right for the city. And it sucks that he had to go. It sucks that, like, we, as a franchise, as a city, you know, whatever, like, we threw everything possible at the guy. Like, we literally was like, yo, here's a free trip to Barbados and a condo. And, like, you could eat at, like, Smokes Poutine. Like, you know what I mean? Like, you could eat at Osmo's. Like, whatever. You can do everything you want in this city. And he was like, it's just not home. And, you know, it just is what it is. But,
The end of the day, like, the fact of the matter is, it was like, it wasn't the Kawhi Leonard is just too good of a player to be beholden to one franchise. Like, him, KD, LeBron, like, once you're that level of guy, like, you're not an all-star, you're not just a star, you're like the guy in the league where it's like literally nobody can stop you from doing what you want to do. Those players in the new NBA are never going to be beholden to one franchise. It just doesn't make sense for their careers. It doesn't make sense for how team building works anymore. And, like, just given how punitive luxury tax is and repeater tax is, it's impossible to keep those players. So to be able to even have a player for 1 year of that level and have a team to be able to see if you can get that championship, that in itself is a success. And the fact that we won a ring, that's incredible. And I'm just happy that, like, we get the chance. Like, there are so many franchises in the league which have never had a player of the quality of Kawhi Leonard. And we got that.
Yeah.
I mean, in terms of pure quality of a player, Kawhi Leonard, you know, quite literally may be one of the best players to ever play in NBA history. In terms of, like, pure quality, and I know there's obviously people with greater legacies as of now, and, you know, Kawhi wouldn't crack a lot of, you know, top 15s, top whatever.
Not yet, at least.
Yeah, not yet, at least. But, I mean,
give it a year.
In terms of pure talent, I mean, Kawhi's it.
Nah, he's like the most complete basketball player I've seen.
And he's terrifying. Like, did you guys see that one, like, Photoshop that had all the duos on it? And, like, you see Kawhi in a Clippers jersey and you see KD in a Brooklyn jersey. Like, those two guys are just, like, they just legitimately terrifying to not be on your team. They're just, like you can't do anything to them. They're absolutely, there's a different tier. And that tier of guys is just, like, they are the most terrifying basketball players to see on a court ever.
Most definitely.
Unstoppable, man. Unstoppable players. And he was in a Raptors uniform, you know?
Yeah.
I hope the Kawhi Leonard jerseys never go on sale. Raptors jerseys never go on sale. No, but chance. If they do, you got to buy them. Man.
I mean, if anything, they're historical artifacts. I mean, I'm trying to keep it if I own a Kawhi Leonard jersey. I'm trying to keep it. I mean, the value is only going to rise. I mean, it's one of those things that 20 years from now you think to yourself, why did I sell that?
Yeah.
You know?
No, listen, a Kawhi jersey is the reminder of the championship. And honestly, like, we're not going to get a championship in Toronto for a long time. That's not me being negative. It's just appreciation of how difficult this was, right? Like, you think about just one Masai took over in 2013. The roster he had with, like, Rudy Gay and Andrea Bonani, and he had to make all these little marginal moves to get there, you know what I mean? Like, you're getting a pick out of Bargnani that eventually goes in that Leonard trade, and you're getting DeMar, who, you know, at the time, he wasn't even that much of a prospect, and, like, you know, at least to me, I just never really thought DeMar had that level in him. And then you trade Rudy Gay, and then all of a sudden DeMar gets in the situation where he blossoms and he gets into that trade, and you got to get the assets in place to do, you know, that that Marcus Gasol trade, because you wouldn't do it without him, and you got to get the assets in place to get Serge Ibaka and all these other pieces. Then you got to draft Pascal 27th, and then somehow.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'll let him grow into this and get a G League team, and Fred's got to be unsigned. Like, all the things that it took to actually get to this point, like, it just... it's really, really freaking hard to win a title, especially if you're not a destination city where free agents will just walk into your organization and you can win like Miami or eventually Los Angeles. And it's like, if you are not one of those cities, you got to do everything right. And so, you know, you got to just really, like, appreciate it, man. You got to appreciate this title. Like, it is a special title.
It's not even about being those cities. It's like, if you don't actually have the history of winning titles,
yeah,
like, it's not gonna, you're not going to have that. Also, like, every single title is won by a top five guy. Like the superstar. You need a superstar to win a title. Like, people compare this Raptor team to, like, the Detroit team. No.
No. Kawhi's, like, way even, better than anybody on Dallas that Pistons team.
Like, even that Dallas team, it doesn't really compare. Way better Dirk than Dirk. Was never, like, the superstar of the league.
He was in that really finals run, though. He was in that playoff run. I thought Dirk was superstar run, level.
He was, like, absolutely insane.
Yeah.
Right? But he was never, like, the superstar. Like, you really, really, really need a superstar. And then, like, if you really think about it, what, like, Masai did over 7 years was, like, if you guys remember the old 2K games, like, to make a trade work, like, you'd start with, like, a crap franchise, and you'd trade, like, the best player on that franchise would be kind of crappy for a slightly better guy because the computer AI would allow it. And then you just keep making these trades for marginally better dudes until you finally had, like, Kobe on your team or LeBron on your team because the CPU would let you make that trade. And, like, that's basically what you have to do as a franchise, but you have to do it. Like, it takes forever. So to get back there is going to be, like, it might never happen. It might happen right away. Who knows? But it's not something that happens often. So, like, honestly, run this season back as many times as you want. Download every single video off of YouTube.
Yo,
save it to your hard disk.
Make sure you get 2K and NBA Live this year.
Oh, yeah.
Make sure.
All right. And just, like, you know, just memorize every single moment of this because you don't know when it'll come back again.
Yeah. I mean, and if anything, I feel like this is more of a reason for the people out there, you know, Toronto Raptors fans, whether you're a casual or you're a diehard, it honestly doesn't matter. I feel like this Kawhi Leonard leaving should be more of a reason for you to get some more championship merch or get some championship merch if you haven't already. Get something. I mean, all of our good friend Alex Wong, like, he released a pretty cool book with Sean Woodley, a nice commemorative Raptors championship book. And there's a bunch of things out there like that. I mean, I know people who have the newspapers from the championship day and they're treasuring it like it's gold, and they should. I mean, this is something that, you know, the city should embrace and hold on to for quite a while.
And even though Kawhi Leonard's not on your team anymore, those moments are always going to be in Raptor jerseys, right?
Yep.
The first and only Game 7 buzzer beater is in a Raptor uniform in Toronto with the crowd going crazy. You get that. That's ours forever.
Yeah.
So
are we getting a 30 for 30, guys?
We should, man. Honestly, we should. Like, I mean, I don't know if Toronto will ever get, like, I mean, this is not like me putting on a tinfoil hat or anything. I just don't think Toronto will ever get that kind of love from ESPN. Yeah. But, like, the Raptors deserve it, man. Like, this title was crazy. Like, it's just, it came, like, coming into the season, I don't even think the Raptors were, like, even close to title favorites, you know? And that's with Kawhi on the team. But people even think of Kawhi like that. You know, like, Kawhi himself talked about how this is, like, the most fun season for him. Like, for him to come back from only playing 9 games, get out of San Antonio, end up in this situation, and then win the title, like, it's just a crazy, crazy year for him. And, you know, he said this is the most fun year he's ever had in his career. And, like, all right, he had his fun and he's going to go home. But, like, you know, I'm sure he's going to remember Toronto fondly as well, even though he dipped.
Yeah, it's been a fever dream. And that's insane.
You, like, think he was actually on a tour to see everything in Toronto?
Oh, 100%. 100%. Dude. Okay. Part of it was, I think he was just trying to convince his girlfriend that, hey, you know, this place ain't that bad. But yeah, he got his tour. He saw everything he needed to see. I don't know. I don't think he's coming back up for Caravan. I'll be honest with you.
Yeah.
But that's
come
not
on,
gonna
bro.
Happen.
You think his girl's not gonna let him do that?
Yeah. Oh, that's true.
He's got two kids.
But yeah, like I do think, man, it's really wild. Like I remember the day the deal went through. That night, I woke up for no reason. I woke up in the middle of the night for no reason, and I see my phone, and I just start seeing like tweets. And then I stayed up from like 4 a.m. till 6 a.m., 7 a.m. until the deal was final. I think at 9 was when the final details came out, right? Full details?
Yep.
So to go from that where I just randomly woke up for that moment to see it live to then be randomly woken up for the moment when Kawhi was announced to leave, that's wild. It's been an entire fever dream. I still expect to just like wake up on July 19th, 2018 again from like a dream and be like, oh, none of this shit happened.
I mean, it did feel like a dream, man. It really did feel like a dream.
The thing took four bounces, bro. It's physically impossible.
Yo, the first bounce, he like it was a hard miss.
It went so high.
Like I would say, like maybe 20% of the ball was over the rim and 80% of the ball was off the rim. And I don't know how the backspin got. I mean, I don't know. That was basketball gods. That was basketball gods right there. Yo, by the way, Bleacher Report just put out a Photoshop of LeBron, AD, KCP, Danny Green, and JaVale McGee. This team is not doing much, man. I'm sorry, like.
So screwed. Would
you put it like this? This looks terrible.
Happy. Thank you, Kawhi, for at least letting us clown the hell out of LeBron and the Lakers for the next 2 years. By the way, hot take: I don't think LeBron finishes contract with the Lakers. I think they're going to trade him. They trade LeBron. Hashtag trade LeBron. Start that now.
Well, when AD leaves them, I mean that's going to be their best only way to recoup some draft picks, but Yeah, look, man, Kawhi's gone. It's gone, you know? Yo, by the way, all the listeners to this podcast right now, please continue to watch the Raptors and listen to podcasts and read articles and engage with social content, watch videos, you know? Because there will still be the Raptors. And please, please still consume Raptors content. Anyway, that's just my disclaimer for my own personal career. Thank you.
Yeah, Will still needs to live, guys.
Guys, please.
He's went through that whole Mr. Noodles life.
I can't go back to screen capping 10 things, man. It's just...
I'm not trying to do that anymore.
I'm just on another level. I can't come down now. But yeah, it was a great year, guys. It was a great year, you know? It sucks that it kind of has to end like this, but I don't think it takes away anything from the title. If anything, it actually makes you appreciate the title more because it's just hard, man. It's a once-in-a-lifetime kind of thing.
Yeah, for sure.
Like 24 years. Bro, Asad, were you guys even alive? Were either of you guys even alive 24 years ago?
Yeah. I'm 25.
Oh. Okay.
Alive. The Laker fan, but I was alive.
I was like 2 years old in China. Like, didn't know anything about Raptors. Didn't know anything about basketball. Yao Ming hadn't even been made in the lab yet.
Oh, man. Stanley Johnson. Is he ready to play tonight?
Hey, man. Let's talk about Stanley Johnson. Let's have a Stanley Johnson 5 minutes. All
right. Remember the time when he made a choke sign to LeBron or something?
Yo, he said, I'm in LeBron's head. At 19. Yo, what a legend.
Oh, LeBron, that's actually the one thing we're definitely losing to the Lakers next year. Regardless of how crap they're thinking, LeBron is going to body us.
It's going to be unfortunate, you know?
Oh, man.
But I don't care. We got a ring more recently than LeBron did. So Stanley Johnson, career 37% shooter from the field, 29% from deep. Supposedly a 3-and-D guy, but I don't think he does either that well. Defensively, he's actually okay, I think. And he's got a good build for it. Like, he's basically shaped like OG. I just hope that this guy can actually do something well. But, like, honestly, the Raptors have no control of the situation either because he's on a 2-year deal, second year as a player option. So even if he has a great year, then chances are he's going to get expensive. I don't know if the Raptors will re-sign him. So I don't really know. But, I mean, for depth-wise, I mean, now that you lose Danny and Kawhi on the wing, like, at least you get another guy who could fill in, kind of. But, like, I mean,
that's a big downgrade. 37% is not inspiring at all. I mean, that's borderline. We need to... you know, completely change your mechanics and everything you do when you try and put that ball in the hoop because
Raptors shot doctors are pretty good. You know, Pascal did half of a shooting camp with us and learned how to shoot kind of. Who knows? It doesn't matter, though. Who cares? Why are we talking about this? We got Matt Thomas, bro.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got Matt Thomas.
99%, baby.
Yeah, that's right.
He's got two Matt nines Thomas on me like Wayne Gretzky, baby. Matt Thomas, let's go.
All right, yo, real talk. Let's say the Raptors don't make any moves to sort of dump pieces, which I think is unlikely. I think if the right deal comes along, Masai and Bobby got to be prudent about the whole thing. But let's say the Raptors keep everyone together for at least next season, and they're reasonably healthy. What seed are they in the East?
Oh, man. Yeah. I'd say their floor is at about, I'd say, 10. If everyone's reasonably healthy, I'd say the floor is 6 because Lowry is just a perennial winner, and I'm expecting him to maybe regress a little bit, but with the way Nick Nurse coaches and with the almost guarantee that he's going to be his load is going to be managed and he's not going to play, you know, too often, I think the floor is 6. The ceiling is probably
3.
I'd say 3. Yeah, you're probably behind the Bucks and the 76ers by a little bit of a gap.
Yeah.
Like, they're going to win. The thing is, they're going to win games early in the season off continuity, but they might also lose games early in the season off of hangover because, like, who knows, man? True. Norm might show up, like, 20 pounds overweight. Marc Gasol may literally, like, just become a 7-minute-per-game guy.
I haven't actually seen Marc Gasol since, like, the title parade, so, like, I don't know what's he doing, but I hope he's, like, well-watching or whatever, but, like, he probably not even going to get the news for another, like, 2 days. That Kawhi's gone. He's like, ah, oh, shit. Why did I pick out that player option?
Well, you know why? $26 million.
Well, yeah, that helps. That helps. You remember when that was thought of as, hey, maybe that means Kawhi's gonna stay because why would he pick up his player option? They're like, yeah, well, you know, $26 million is $26 million. Anyway,
I mean, we're in the yeah. To answer your question, we're quite comfortably in the second tier of the Eastern Conference, where I think of it like 76ers and Bucks are in that top tier. And then we're like in the Pacers range, and then just under that would be like the Miami's, Orlando's,
man,
Detroit's.
Really,
he sucks,
though?
Bro. If he came back, we would have guaranteed gone to the finals. Guaranteed.
Yeah. Realistically speaking, though, I think one of Serge and Mark are going to get traded by the trade deadline.
Sure, you might as well.
Like, I just think for salary purposes, they're going to get rid of them, get under the cap. I don't know where they stand in terms of luxury tax. Are they're over the luxury tax or under?
They're under.
They're under.
They're,
okay,
they're so over they the cap, but under the luxury tax.
Yeah, but I think they probably dump one of those two for space so that way they can, you know, price in Siakam extension, probably save a little bit of money. Chris Boucher. Hey, we get Chris Boucher next year.
We got Chris Boucher tonight, baby.
Let's go.
Raptors in summer league. Who's been watching that?
Baby?
Who's been watching that? Me, because I'm a real one.
I do hope Serge gets another year just because I enjoy Serge Ibaka, the personality.
Same.
And he clearly loves it here. And honestly, there are going to be so many nights where we can just go to Rosan.
Yeah.
Serge might buy Rosan.
This is one of those times where I'm looking at the 2020 free agent class already, and it's looking bleak. I mean, the Raptors have never been the type of team where they could sign stars outright from free agency. I mean, we'd have to get trades done, but oh, man.
Yo, you know what's low-key the worst part about all this? Yeah. Is now that we don't have Kawhi, we can't actually deny Giannis from going to the finals. And so that might hurt us. That might hurt us down the line.
And Horford and Embiid will do it. We just gotta
please.
Someone,
man,
send a dietitian to Embiid's house, bro.
Please
get him some hand sanitizer, like, bro.
Yo, how many times did he get? How could you possibly get sick that many times, man?
No, don't worry. We're gonna send Kyle Lowry to Philly as a send off, and he'll make sure that Giannis never gets to the finals.
That'd be sick, actually. Because Philly with Kyle Lowry would make the NBA finals. Like, there's no question about that. Like, he just averaged 20 points against the Bucks. Like, he would tear them up again.
No thought makes me more emotional than a Kyle Lowry return game in Toronto.
Man, come on, man.
Like, DeMar's return game, even that was emotional, it's fine. But, like, Kyle Lowry return game would kill me.
Just keep this in the DM, man. Please, come on. Don't make people sad. Don't make thousands of people sad, man. What's wrong with you?
God. Hey, well, this is the best day to do it. Just dump it all today.
Yeah, I guess. No, but continue to follow Raptor content, okay? To the same degree. Keep that same Raptor energy. I think that does it for the podcast. This thing is sad enough. Kawhi, thank you for everything. We wish you the best of luck in Los Angeles. It sucks that you didn't pick us, but you know, we appreciate the title. Asad, Sahal, get some sleep. Try to take your minds off this whole thing. And yeah, there'll be more podcasts. Actually, there'll be more podcasts tonight because I will literally be watching and covering Summer League. So make sure you go watch that. You got to see what Matt Thomas and, you know, DeJuan Hernandez look like. But, like, actually what they look like, because no one's actually seen them before. So let's see that. And yeah, we'll catch you guys next time. Goodbye, Kawhi.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.